Welcome to the first episode of the Breastfeeding Center of Pittsburgh's podcast, The Lowdown on the Letdown. This podcast is where we will discuss all things lactation, such as hot topics, breastfeeding normals, and the latest clinical research and practices. I am your host, Jill Wilson, IBCLC, and I am joined today by my fellow colleague, Ellen Rubin, also an IBCLC here at the Breastfeeding Center. Today, we are going to talk about full-term nursing, which is breastfeeding a child until they naturally wean. Ellen, would you like to talk about how this term came about?
Yeah, of course. Well, in the history of humankind, we have nursed children for different lengths of periods, and it has seemed different cultures have had different expectations of what exactly is normal. So often we hear the term extended nursing as if somebody is nursing a child beyond a normal period. However, full-term nursing describes that we are following a child's lead and a parent's lead and continuing to nurse until one or both feel it is time to wrap things up.
Great. I love that definition. It sounds so much more friendly than extended, breastfeeding beyond one. It just makes more sense, I feel like. So Ellen and I are both, we were both full-term nursers with both of our children. I nursed my 17-year-old until she was just a little over two, and then she really decided that she was done. I nursed my 12-year-old until he was a little bit over five. And that was a little bit more nudging, but he eventually decided whenever he was done. How long did you extend breastfeed for, Ellen?
Well, it was similar with my older child. He nursed until he was almost three, and I was pregnant at the time, so I did encourage him to wean, and that went pretty smoothly. With my second child, who I knew would be my last, I was excited to let him lead the way. And so he was 4 years old and a couple of months. And in fact, I even remember the last time he nursed, and it's a good memory.
Oh, that's good. I feel I also nursed my second a little bit longer due to the fact that I also knew he was going to be my last baby as well. And I kind of wanted to hold on to that good feelings of breastfeeding as long as I could. Okay, so you got two experts here in full-term nursing. And we both kind of said that we really didn't plan for it to happen. We had different reasons for letting our breastfeeding journeys last so long. I think that one thing that is a big misconception is that after 1 year old, after babies turn one, that breast milk really does not provide benefits or nutrition to babies because they're getting solid foods now. And we know that that's not true. There's tons of benefits that still happen for both mom and baby with full-term nursing. Ellen, do you want to touch base on any of those?
Well, I love the idea of how human milk can sort of fill in the nutritional cracks of a picky toddler. Anybody who has been feeding a toddler solids knows they have some days where they seem to eat three meals fit for a full-grown person, and other days where they eat three Cheerios, and you're wondering how they continue to have all that energy. And it's really nice to have that backup nutrition, just that they can nurse on cue.
Yes, I agree. I remember when my son, he was probably about 18 months old, he got a very, very bad case of hand, foot, and mouth disease. I mean, his whole entire mouth was covered in blisters and ulcers. And when I ended up taking him to the emergency room because his fever ended up being above 103, and I remember the doctor telling me that if it wasn't for breastfeeding, because that's the only thing he would do, that he probably would have had to have been admitted for dehydration. So right there, that is, I was so thankful that he was still nursing at that point. I think one of my favorite benefits of full-term nursing is that it's a great way to sort of help an overstimulated child sort of reset. You know, if we're feeling sad, oh, let's breastfeed. Oh, you're frustrated. You're having a long day. We're out and about a lot. Everybody's tired. Oh, let's just breastfeed. It's just a great way for everybody to reset, bring those big feelings down, relax, and just everyone ends up feeling emotionally in a much better place whenever you're doing it.
I agree. It definitely feels like a tool in my parenting box. I wouldn't have known how to handle a couple of things if I just didn't have that to rely on. I had a similar experience also with a really sick child. He was 2 while we were on vacation, and nursing definitely got us through that when we were far from home. And I remember with my second also, we had him in a stroller and we were running full pace to try to see a train going by. The stroller tripped over, and then my son busted his lip, and we just sat down on a step in front of a house and nursed snot, blood, and all, and it really helped quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure it helped both of you in a situation like that when everybody's not expecting to deal with such a traumatic event happening.
No, definitely not. Yeah, and I'm just looking at one of the studies that a lot of people refer to when we look at nutrition and toddlers. It's a study by Dewey from 2001 that just 448 mLs of human milk between 12 and 23 months can provide up to 43%, so almost half of the protein that a growing toddler needs in the first year, and 29% of the energy requirements. So lots of great stuff there.
It definitely can make up for some nutrient deficits when you have a toddler who only wants to eat mac and cheese and chicken nuggets or spaghetti, or, you know, they're not quite, their horizons haven't expanded quite so far yet. So it definitely could help with that.
So Jill, when you first started nursing your oldest, did you have an idea in mind of how long you'd be nursing for?
A year. I thought, oh, she'll be done at a year. And I think what helped facilitate us breastfeeding past that is because at that time I was a stay-at-home mom. I was there with her, and I just thought, well, it's here. Why not? I mean, we might as well just keep doing it as long as we could. And she did have, I had a lot of frozen milk in the freezer too. So she had breast milk for a really long time, even after she stopped nursing.
But it's interesting though, because weren't you back to work with your second?
I was.
And he nursed for even longer.
He nursed even longer. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe your first child sort of gave you the idea that you could do it. But by the second, it wasn't that you were at home. It was part of your routine as a parent.
Yeah, I think also a little bit more of my determination, and just again knowing that he was going to be my last baby. And I think because I had such a positive experience with my oldest, that I wanted to do the longest, the best I could with him as well. Almost sort of trying to break my own record, if you could call it that.
Yeah. I too didn't start out with any plan to nurse beyond a year. And I remember really clearly I went to actually a La Leche League meeting when my child was about 6 months old. And I saw somebody nursing an 18-month-old. And I was like, wow, you could do that? Somehow I had no idea. And then it just seemed pretty easy to keep going. I mean, nursing a toddler is a lot of fun, actually, especially mm-hmm. when they comment on it. But yes. Also, it's very, very different than nursing a baby, an infant.
Yes. I think it's almost you're able to relax more mm-hmm. because you know that this is not their main source of nutrition. You're not worrying about, are they getting enough? Are they latched correctly? Are they staying active? Or all of that stuff you worry about when you have a newborn, you can just let them climb up, latch, they'll do their thing, and there's no worry about that. It's just so much more just relaxing and almost like it gives you freedom to like really enjoy the experience.
Yeah. And then you have those, besides the nutritional benefits, the immune benefits, you also have some parenting benefits of helping your child calm down. Mm-hmm. And that magical intervention, whether it's to get them to sleep or not. And then we shouldn't gloss over, you also have benefits to the nursing parent with extended nursing health benefits. Mm-hmm. And it's really time dependent. So we see an increased number of health benefits the longer you nurse. And it's cumulative.
Yes.
We both have the benefits of around 5 years.
Yes. Yeah.
Here, you're closer to eight.
The more babies you breastfeed for, the longer it just keeps the benefit adds up, and that's really important, especially for some of the things like breast cancer, uterine cancer. Mm-hmm. Like those things, that's a huge difference when you're reducing the risk for such a serious illness. And what are some of the other ones? What, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, heart disease?
Yeah, there was actually a really cool study out of our local here, McGee. They looked at, that was done by the researcher, I think it's Elizabeth Bimla-Schwartz. You can see her video, her TED Talk on it, Nurse Yourself Healthy.
Oh, great. Yes.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff. And some of them, some of the advantages that they see aren't even realized until post-menopause.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, that's great. All right. So we all know that sometimes this full-term nursing may not always be viewed positively by everybody. Ellen, did you have any negativity due to your full-time nursing?
I really didn't. My partner was, my husband was very, very supportive of it. And it, again, as they're older, it's very easy, becomes very easy to choose your time and place. These older kids are sometimes nursing just once a day, sometimes skipping a few days. Or you might, like we both described, with an illness or a crisis, you might pick it up a little faster. But very easier to distract and say, hey, mm-hmm. we can't nurse right now. Would you like a snack or some water instead? But I do have sort of a funny story. My my older son, younger son, used to come to breastfeeding support meetings with me. And even though we would have lots of babies there, he'd be off playing with his other toddler friends. But every once in a while, I'd say, hey, do you want to come over here and show this baby how to latch? And he would be happy to demonstrate. And I did that one day. Actually, the meeting was at my house then, and I called up the stairs and said, hey, come down here and show this baby what to do. And he came running out of his room wearing only socks, nothing else. He's 3 years old. And at that point, I saw my nursing toddler through the eyes of this brand new mother who must have thought, here's this humongous person coming to nurse. And he had never looked like anything but my baby to me until that moment when he approached me, and I was like, wow, I guess new parents would see him as a bit differently. But yeah, he went on to nurse for probably a year.
Yeah.
After that.
Oh, that's a great story.
I feel like I've nursed everywhere around Pittsburgh, museums and swimming pools.
Yes,
and,
same. Yeah, me too.
I was criticized once for changing a diaper on a grassy lawn near a swimming pool, but never for nursing.
Never for nursing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could say my experience I've had like a couple like friends who were not the most kindest about it, made silly comments and like, oh, if he can ask for it, if he has teeth, he shouldn't be doing it. But my 5-year-old or my youngest that nursed till 5, my most favorite story about him was when he was about also 3, and I was picking him up from daycare and all of his little friends. Now, he had been with his class at daycare since they've all been babies, so they've all grown up together. And he was getting ready. He's getting his little backpack ready, and I was picking him up. And he turned around, and he waved to all of his little friends, and he said, "I'll see you tomorrow, guys. I'm going to go home and have my boo-boos now." And all of his friends knew exactly what he was talking about because he would talk about it all the time. And they would all be like, "Okay, Finn, go have your boo-boos." And they, to them, they did not even care. They were just like, "Oh, it's just something that you do with your mom, and that's great." And I felt like that was the most heartwarming story because, you know, you have all these little 3-year-olds, and they were all just so excited for him because they knew he was going to go home and have like a little special snuggle sesh with his mom.
Yeah, I found that the friends of my kids were also very, so it didn't feel unusual to them. In fact, when we had a weaning party for my second child, we had been talking about it probably for a whole year. You know, what are we going to do when you're not nursing anymore? And we decided we were going to have a weaning party, and we planned it. I always say he weaned 3 times because 3 times I thought he was all done, and it wasn't until the final time where it really stuck, and he told me he was done. We had a movie, we had popcorn, and all his friends came over, and we celebrated that milestone.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great way to, you know, celebrate such a amazing thing.
Yeah, and I think talking to him as an older child about a weaning party gave us a way to have it in the conversation, and that it was definitely going to be something in the future. But we kept it really low pressure.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Ellen, but, you know, whenever we're seeing patients here at the breastfeeding center, we always review previous breastfeeding history. And my heart just smiles whenever I have a mom who reports that she has breastfed full term. You know, she's like, "Oh, I breastfed my oldest for 3 years, or I only just stopped because I got pregnant." I just do this like little internal like fist pump, like, "Way to go, mom. Like, you're doing amazing." It really does make me so happy to hear. And I feel like I've been having more and more patients who are really nursing much longer than we used to see.
Yeah, but we'll give a shout out too that sometimes full-term nursing could be 12 months or 14 months.
Absolutely.
It really comes down to are all parties involved happy with this mm-hmm. arrangement?
Yeah.
And whenever one side is not, that's when it's a good time to start to think about weaning. And of course, the weaning process can be really long. For a parent who had hoped to nurse for longer, but is finding that it feels challenging at a certain point, sometimes it's just all about going from nursing 6 times a day down to 1.
Yes.
And if your child's older than 12 months, we're not really worried about that nutritional impact. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of flexibility.
Yes, I agree.
It looks really different how one toddler or even preschooler nurses compared to another.
I feel it's when they're older too, it's easier to sort of like talk to them, just mm-hmm. have that conversation of, okay, we're going to be out and about. So you may not get to nurse today, but we can try it another day or something like that. It's just much easier to talk about those feelings as well.
Yeah, and even if you never do, they're definitely going to wean one day.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. For sure. All right, so we do have some resources on our website, breastfeedingcenterofpittsburgh.com, that talks about full-term nursing, If you are in need of resources for weaning your child, we also have a great handout on that as well. So I think this is going to be, we're going to be wrapping things up here now. But thank you everyone for joining us. I think this was a first great episode. And hopefully we are going to have some more exciting topics, guest co-hosts in the future. So please continue to tune in and give us a listen. Thank you, Ellen, for joining me. I always love when we get to work together.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you, everybody.